The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Great to see everyone here this evening. And I'd just like to begin by saying that I'm speaking from my home, which is very close to where Common Ground is. And this is really on sacred Dakota land. And the land in Minneapolis, particularly southeastern Minneapolis, is among the most sacred places in the Dakota world. And at the confluence of the Mississippi and the Minnesota, that's the Bedote, which is kind of the original creation place. So this is really sacred, unceded land that is still not only the ancestral, but still the living homeland of the Dakota. And so I just want to acknowledge that that's where I am tonight, and just have that sense of wanting to respect the sacredness of this land and live ethically on it and live in reparation on it. So we'll begin with a sit. And what I'd like to do as we begin is just invite you to bring your whole self into our session this evening. All the parts of you. The parts that were irritated and impatient today, the parts that don't seem very meditative or contemplative, the parts that we, at least I, sometimes have a tendency to stuff away when I'm coming to be in a more meditative state. And just to know that everything is welcome here. All of our neuroses and our unproductive habits and maybe our overproductive habits, that everything is really welcome here. So that we sit with our whole selves, the whole body, the whole mind. And I'll ring the bell just once to start and once at the end and do just a little gentle guiding. So just allow yourself to have a posture that truly supports you, that enables you to feel that you are here just exactly as you are, alert but not tense. And sometimes in meditation practice, we enter with a sense of striving, a sense of a goal, something to be achieved. There's often a lot of judging around a formal sitting practice, a sense of rating ourselves, giving ourselves a score. And let's just see if we can tonight let go of that. Let go of the striving and just let our mindfulness be a receptive awareness. In mindfulness, we remember to be aware of the present moment's experience. And awareness is always possible, but it takes no more effort than just watching the clouds move across the sky, or sitting by a lake shore and watching the ripples on the lake. We have that same kind of kindly interest, just open and aware. And as Mary Oliver says, whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things. So we sit together here tonight in this awareness, welcomed by the world. We sit in community, getting support from and giving support to each other just by our simple receptive awareness and our kindly intention.